And welcome back to Colorado Today, a public affairs presentation of Entercom Denver. I'm your host, Sean Carroll, and today, this Sunday morning, we're talking to Rich Martinez, President and CEO, Young American Center for Financial Education. How's it going today, Rich?
Good.
First of all, thanks for coming in on a Sunday morning. I know it's a little early for you, but you know, this is an organization that I'm not too familiar with, and I really wanted to have you guys on to give you a chance to kind of tell our listeners what you're all about. So let's start off with that. What is the Young American Center for Financial Education all about? What do you bring to the community, and what are your goals?
Great. We are an organization totally devoted to financial literacy for young people up through the age of 21. So we do that through a variety of programs. We were started back in 1987 by the cable mogul Bill Daniels, and we've probably heard of the Daniels Fund, which is a great foundation in our community.
Yep.
That was seeded by the estate of Bill Daniels. But way back when, he started Young Americans Bank, really feeling that kids needed that personal education in banking to help them understand the financial system.
Okay.
From that, we grew to some financial literacy programs that we partner with schools with. So Young Ameritown, which is a fifth grade program for young kids. There they run a kid-sized town for a day after 30 hours of curriculum in the classroom. And then we also move up to a middle school program, International Town, where they run the world for a day, assuming the roles of citizens of 16 different countries.
Wow, that's a lot of responsibility.
It is, but they actually do a better job of it than we do as adults.
I can see that. So,
and then the last program that we really do is Bill Daniels was notably one of the most proficient or prominent entrepreneurs in the Denver community. And so we do programs in entrepreneurship to help kids start businesses.
Along with that, how many kids do you reach? Obviously, only up to age 21, you said, but how many kids do you reach a year?
Yeah, we are reaching almost 60,000 kids a year through our programs. And so we have a great reach across the Denver metro area. And then now with some of our new programs across the state of Colorado.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of good information. I know a lot of people, even my age, are kind of, out there and they're just like, I don't really know what to do with my finances, how to save, how to invest. Yeah. And it's a lot of stress on young people today.
Well, it's one of these things that I like to tell people is we make financial decisions every day from a very, very young age. As we start figuring out that we've got to exchange money to buy something, and we're going to make good financial decisions or bad financial decisions for the rest of our life and every day. So we want to make sure that we understand what our decisions mean to our bottom line.
Yeah, it's so important in this day and age, as you said. So I understand you have an exciting new initiative that launched this fall. Can you explain a little bit more about that to our listeners and maybe give them a update on it?
Yeah. So as I talked about, one of our facets is Young Ameritown, and it's a program for fifth graders. And up until this point, we're in our 20 plus year history of that. But you had to be here in the Denver metro area. You had to have large groups of students to participate in the program. So 60 to 130 students from a particular school. We said, you know what? There's kids around the state that live too far away, or their class size is too small in the Denver metro area. So we launched Young Ameritown on the Road, which is a portable town that we can set up in a school gymnasium or a hotel ballroom that can serve smaller groups of schools between 25 and 55 kids and provide that same experience for those youth.
Oh, wow. So. Well, that's huge. That sounds like a big step in the right direction where you ultimately want to go. And that's really cool. The fifth graders, that they're starting that early. That's amazing.
You know, fifth grade is a magical age. If you can remember back to when you were fifth grade, you could really understand a lot of things, but you still wanted to role play and play like an adult. So they dress up in these different roles. They run these businesses. Really play town and become consumers and producers. But it is a magical age before you get too old to be cool and you don't want to do any of those things. But they just absorb so much. It is, I like to say, it's just a magical age for youth.
Yeah, and that's funny that you say that because I do remember playing house and all that with all my buddies in the cul-de-sac. So it was kind of, everyone, it's funny. All the little kids want to be grown-ups. But then when they actually grow up to be grown-ups, they're like, wow, I just wish I could go back to like fifth grade and just relive that again.
And that's what we really try to do is take advantage of that natural curiosity and get these financial lessons instilled in them, and they remember these up until they're, you know, we've got 30-year-olds that have participated in the program. They're 30 years old now, and they did it when they were in fifth grade, and they can remember their job, how much money their business made, and it has influenced their life because of just that time in their life that it is so influential.
Yeah, that's cool that you say that, because it also probably gives them a perspective on, and maybe a little insight of what they want to do with their lives.
Good or bad, yes.
Yeah,
they enjoyed
exactly.
their role in Young Ameritown, or they said, that's not a job that I want to do.
Wow, that's amazing. So along with going with entrepreneurship, you recently made an acquisition that makes you the largest entrepreneurship for youth in the state of Colorado. Can you explain a little bit about that and go into detail about how that all came about and everything?
Yeah. So as we looked at really what were we trying to do with entrepreneurship, as I said, we work with kids that have businesses up and running. So it's not a business plan competition. These are kids as young as 6 years old that mm-hmm. have their own businesses. But we looked for other organizations that were serving populations that we weren't. And so we recently acquired Youth Biz, a nonprofit that's been serving youth in the Five Points area for 20 years, helping them create businesses and really change their trajectory in life. So having them be in control of their future versus them going and getting a job, really creating their own careers. And so that partnership will, as you've said, made us the largest provider of youth entrepreneurship programs in the state. We look forward to, over the next few years, bringing those programs together, expanding programs across the state, and getting into a lot more youth-serving agencies, schools, but taking that education to youth.
Yeah, and it's so important because you don't see a lot of people educating, you know, young people on finances, like we mentioned earlier. But along with that aspect of growing, and you said you wanted to expand, can you elaborate a little bit more on getting young entrepreneurs, you know, ready for the real world and everything like that as they grow up? How are you growing that side of the whole organization?
Yeah. We have an incredible curriculum that is able to be put into lots of different environments, but it really walks kids through, and we're not expecting every child to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But when they can think creatively, understand how to create value, they are a valuable employee to any organization, whether they work for an entrepreneur, start their own business. So this curriculum really walks them through what is an entrepreneur, how do you look for opportunities in different industries and in different products that we use every day. And it gets them to ideate and create a business plan and actually pitch that at the end. The culmination is pitching their idea, which brings in lots of great skills of communication and allows them to ideate and iterate and go through that failure process very quickly, which is, you know, entrepreneurs need to be able to fall down and pick themselves up quickly so that they can be successful and find that piece. But also just understanding, how do you support and how do you create that value?
Yeah, and it's so important, you know, and as far as even maybe they don't go out and start their own business right away or anything like that as soon as they get out of college or whatnot, but it's so important to develop those skills, like just talking to people, one-on-one exactly. conversation, putting down the phones and, you know, being in the moment, realistically setting your goals and knowing where you want to go in life, being motivated to get yourself there and also having the work ethic to get yourself
yeah.
there.
Yeah, as you talk about all of those things, it's great. And I think our kids these days, when they're texting each other, sitting in the same room or on the same couch,
yeah.
all of our programs bring in real life human interaction.
Yeah.
That was important to Bill Daniels, is to say, put down the technology and understand how to talk to your fellow American and how to create businesses and create your own destiny.
Yeah, and that's how you build relationships. I mean, I myself even do this. You know, sometimes I'll be in the same building or something like that, and we'll be texting each other or whatnot, but it's I don't think I've ever been in the same room and texting someone unless it's, you know, talking about something that someone that's in the room or something like that. But as far as, like, do you guys do any summer camps? Or I know you work pretty, you're involved with the Young Americans. How can people get involved with the Young Americans? Yeah. And what is the summer camps kind of look like? And what's that kind of shape up to be?
Yeah. So during the school year, we primarily work with schools, and schools come mm-hmm. to our site. But yes, we do have summer camps for second through sixth graders. We serve about 1,000 kids through summer camp during the summer. And we've got a variety of different programs that they can do. They're week-long day summer camps, so a Monday through Friday. And they will go over those entrepreneurship programs. They can do Young Ameritown, International Town in a camp format where our staff is teaching all of the curriculum. And then on Friday, they will run town or run the world for a day. We have a girls only camp, which is very powerful to have just girls, you know, getting influence from other business leaders that are women in the community. It's all about girl power, and I have a daughter, so it's I live with that. But it is a wide variety of programs that really are getting kids to be financial literate. You know, in my neighborhood, all the neighbors talk about, are you sending your kids to bank camp? And while it doesn't sound as fun as basketball camp or those types of things, it is a necessary skill, and our staff does an incredible job to make those camps lively, and the kids learn. They come out understanding more than their parents do about a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I went up to, we used to go to Outdoor Ed, and we never used to learn any financial stuff, but just being outdoors and being with your classmates and being with your teachers, it really gives you a sense of connection, and you remember all that information, even though it's in a fun setting, you're doing fun things and a lot of hands-on, but a lot of kids learn that way too.
Experiential learning is huge, and I think education, we were doing experiential learning before it was cool. But now teachers are really saying we need to make sure that education is relevant and kids can see what the end game is. It's not about sitting there, you know, conjugating a verb or, you know, understanding punctuation. It's what am I going to do with this later in life? Why is it important for me to learn this? And our experiential programs of running a business in Young Ameritown, running the world in International Town, creating your own business through our entrepreneurship programs really bring that education piece to say, here is what I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah, exactly. Because if there is no end game, I do realize, you know, a lot of young people these days don't really, they're just like, oh, well, whatever. I just have to do this and then I can forget about it.
Exactly.
And that really doesn't stick with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, you're listening to Colorado Today. I'm sitting in this Sunday morning with Rich Martinez, President and CEO, Young American Center for Financial Education. Now, Rich, give us a little maybe contact information. If anyone wants to volunteer, do you guys take volunteers?
We do, yeah, for our summer programs and our school-based programs.
Okay.
Yeah, the best way is to, on our website, we've got a contact page, but that is yacenter.org.
All right, well, cool. Well, thank you so much, Rich. I appreciate you coming in and speaking with our listeners and sharing this great information.
Great, thanks for having me.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have on Colorado Today for this Sunday. Make sure to tune in next Sunday for more great information.